Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches a Thanksgiving Week sermon entitled, Thanksgiving is Obedience, preached November 28, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, beginning with verse 8.
What does Thanksgiving mean? It is obedience to God's Christ all of life. Do you know everybody obeys? Most people obey the devil. John 8:44 says, your father is the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar and father of all lies. Everyone obeys, sir. Either God or the devil. Few of us obey God. And we are told by Peter in 2 Peter 1:10, make your calling and election sure. Obedience to Jesus. Immediately, exactly, and joyfully. Do you obey your parents? It's a question you must ask. It's the will of God to obey your parents, your pastors, and your policemen. Oh, they want to defund the police so lawlessness can take place and steal your stuff, $1,000 or less. Do you know this is the law in San Francisco? Hebrews 5:8-9. Although he was eternal son, pastor's translation, he learned obedience from what he suffered. That is on the cross for our sins. Once made perfect, the proof he is perfect is the resurrection. He never sinned. God, man. He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Question is, do you obey God and the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit? Wages of sin is death eternal. But the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah. He accomplished our redemption. Mm-hmm. We sinned, he died. Yes. He didn't have to die, but he died. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Not what I suggest, or what I beg you. He always commands, and we do what he commands in the scripture. Three times after resurrection, Jesus asked Peter, who denied him three times, do you love me more than these? More than your life? And he said, yes. And he disclosed to him eternal plan for Peter. You are going to be crucified. And he was crucified. And he says, make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you are a child of God. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Everyone obeys, sir. I repeat, few obey God. Vast majority obey the devil. John 14:21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Do you obey God in the word? That is the question. Even to die for the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Too much money causes you ways of finding out how to sin. You check with the rich people. They are finding new ways to sin, sir. He who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
Hallelujah.
This is happiness to the nth degree.
Yes.
I have experienced it. This is joy unspeakable and full of glory. John 14:23-24. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Which is all scripture is God spoken. And is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. I told a young man what God spoke to me, and the young man did not obey. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Yes.
Triune God coming in and dwelling in us. This is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, you have $1 billion. He who does not love me will not obey me, my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Do you know Romans 1:1 says Paul, a slave of Christ.
Yes.
And Philippians 2:7 says Jesus Christ is a slave of the Father. Do you know that? We all were slaves of the devil. But God chose us to be sons and daughters of God. And as his slave now, only one job, hear and do immediately, exactly, and joyfully the will of God. John 14:31. The world must learn that I love the Father and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Do not add to it or subtract from it. Be here and do the will of God.
Yes.
John 15:10. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remains in his love. This is security. Oh, you find security in position, in power, in money, they all will fail you. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Jesus is our model. Our model is Jesus. As Jesus obeyed the Father, we obey Jesus. That is why we confess Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my master. I am not only a slave of Jesus, but a son of Jesus. We obey immediately, exactly, and joyfully because he died. We sinned, he died on the cross. He was the poorest person in the world. Luke 9:58. All he created, he owned. And yet he was the poorest person. He suffered many things. Psalm 103 verse 18. The Lord's love is with those who keep his covenant. Do you know covenant theology? Most correct theology in the whole world. This is not a stupid church. This is a church which wants to study the Bible. What is covenant theology? I will be your God. I will save you. And you will be my people. My people who obey me. This is covenant. We entered into a covenant with God. I will obey you and you will save me. And now we are told by John's letters. 1 John 2 verse 3 and 5. We know that we have come to know him, that is Jesus, if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and truth is not in him. They remain children of the devil. But if anyone obeys his word, the Bible, God's love is truly complete in him.
Praise you, Lord.
This is how we know we are in him.
Yes.
Life of God in the soul of man. And you could see his life reveals the life of God in the soul of man. There is one thing only you must make sure. You are born of God.
Yes,
you are
yes,
a new
yes.
creation. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Obedience is the fruit of regeneration. Fruit, more fruit, much fruit. John 15. And we receive 1 John 3:22 and 24, we receive from him anything we ask. He provided for me exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. That's why we don't beg for money in this church. Have you ever heard begging for money? We don't. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know by his Spirit. Go home and read Ezekiel 36. He gives us a new heart, a new spirit.
Yes.
And on top of it, he puts his Holy Spirit and move you to obey his decrees and precepts. We all are indwelt by the Spirit. Holy Spirit, yes. Infinite, eternal. 1 John 5:3, this is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And his commands are not burdensome. Peter was told, you are going to be crucified. And he was. But God was with him. And the presence of God makes everything easy. Romans 6:16, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to eternal death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Mm. There are only two masters.
Yes.
The devil or the eternal, infinite God.
Yes.
So Romans 1, 1 and 5. Paul, in the Greek, a slave of Christ. Pastor is a slave of Christ. And true people are slaves of Christ.
Yes.
Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Through him, for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. God says, obey parents, obey pastors. Their authority, they have no authority. But their authority is Christ's authority. And by this authority, they are speaking to you.
Yes.
Oh, you want to defund the police? They are God's agents in a fallen world.
Yes.
Believers in Jesus obey Jesus. He received all authority from the Father to judge and to save. Romans 10:9, If you confess with your mouth, my translation, Jesus, my master, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, resurrection is proof that he never sinned. Only one person raised from the dead, that is Jesus Christ. In him, we will be raised from the dead. All people will be raised from the dead if you confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is my master, sir. Not money. Jesus rose from the dead. Why? He never committed sin. We sinned, he died on the cross for our salvation. So Acts chapter 5, 31 and 32, God exalted him, Jesus, to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to all his people. Salvation in its totality comes from Jesus Christ. There is only one thing you need to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. If you obey God in the Word of God, you are saved eternally. As many as are being led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I don't just speak. I speak what God speaks to me in the day or in the night. Let me tell you what God said. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
His elect people from their sins. Thank God he forgave our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Totality of salvation comes from Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in no one else because there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Please read Philippians 2:8-13.
Philippians 2, beginning with verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
God saves us. I don't understand election. Few are chosen to eternal salvation. I don't understand it. But I like it. And I rejoice in it.
Praise the Lord.
That this man, God eternally chose to be saved.
Praise the Lord.
And you don't understand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord.
I say, if you are saved, rejoice greatly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
And if you are not saved, ask God to save you, and He will save you.
Hallelujah.
And prove that you are born of God by repentance and obedience to Jesus, who is Lord. Let me tell you what is going to happen. God is going to come in Jesus Christ, and we will be placed on His right, and all unbelievers on His left. And before unbelievers sent to hell, eternal hell, they must bow their knees and confess what's up.
Jesus Lord.
Jesus Lord. And then He will send you to hell. Your mother and father is not exempt from it. God gave a life. One thing that matters. What is that? Believe on the Lord Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God you believed in Him. You are safe and secure from all alarm. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing us to salvation. Enable us to be faithful to you, to obey you and obey Jesus Christ. Thank you for your eternal love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.